Welcome to Life in Debt, your practical debt education program. This is bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak. I'm speaking from Crew LP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, an award-winning, listener-supported, open-source grassroots community radio station broadcasting from the Cultural District in Fairfield. Please note that these presentations are provided as a public service for general information purposes only and are not intended to be legal opinions, legal advice, or complete discussions of any legal issues. Remember, every individual's factual situation is different, and you should seek independent legal advice from an attorney familiar with the laws of your state or locality regarding specific information. The name of this show is Life and Debt, and it is a weekly half-hour educational show looking at all types of issues related to debt as it influences your life. This show provides practical, general knowledge about what to look for regarding debt, what are traps and pitfalls, and what to do to be an educated debtor. It's useful to get some notebook, paper, and pen to take notes during the show. The next series of shows I'd like to embark upon is All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan, which I have spent time on years ago, but which I feel is something we need to revisit in light of the challenges in our economy. The book, All Your Worth, is by Elizabeth Warren, who most of you know about now. She is a senator from Massachusetts, the first female senator from that state, and she has been a very important person in dealing with many debt issues, credit card issues, and issues to help the middle class in particular at the governmental level in the last few years. But before that, as a writer and scholar, a professor at Harvard University. She has a number of books, and All Your Worth was written with her daughter, Amelia Warren Tiagi. What I will follow for the most part is her book, All Your Worth, as the information in this series. She starts with the truth about money. The rules of the game have changed. Somewhere in your bones, you already know this. Hard work and good intentions are no longer enough. Security, comfort, lasting prosperity, you want it, you work hard for it, and yet the worry remains. Real financial peace seems so hard to achieve. It turns out you can't go on good old-fashioned hard work the way your parents did. The thought was, go to school, get a good job, do your work, don't go crazy with spending, and everything will work out, right? Well, this isn't the way it happens anymore. That advice may have worked in your parents' or grandparents' day, but today you have to be smart with your money, and smart means really smart, in a simple way, period. As Elizabeth says, not just a little smart, but super smart. You have to learn the new rules, the rules nobody told you and nobody talks about, and you have to learn them fast. Now, just for a moment, forget what you know about money. Forget about your bills. Forget the size of your paycheck. Forget your shopping trips and the shoes you just bought. We want to give you a new perspective on your money, a different way to think about it. We want you to explore new possibilities. What Elizabeth does is show you how to cover your bills and without worry or fear. The goal is no more bounced checks, no more anxiety about how you'll make it through the month. Just the knowledge and the power to pay your bills on time and then to relax in security and comfort. In addition to that, what Elizabeth wants to do is show you how to conquer your bill and also show you how to have some money for fun. No living like a Scrooge, no asking yourself every minute, can I really afford this? Just some cash in your pocket for plain old, just because you feel like it, fun. And now, in addition to all of that, you could still have money to save. Money to get ahead each and every month. Enough money so that you could finally start to dream a little and make real progress toward those dreams. enough to build some real wealth. And Elizabeth says, what if we said you could do all of this without counting pennies, without carrying around a calculator, and without thinking constantly about money? In fact, after a little upfront work, you could stop thinking about money altogether and spend your days focusing on the things that really matter. So at the beginning, you may be thinking, ah, come on, I've looked at these financial books and concepts before, all wind up and no delivery. They take your money and leave you no better off. All those get-rich-quick schemes that assume you have thousands of dollars lying around just waiting for the right investment. All those chapters on how to buy stock options, how to choose a vacation home, how to plan your estate so that your kids can inherit millions without paying taxes. And your response is, who are they kidding? Or our favorite is, you bought one of those billionaire tells-all books, which promised to unlock all the secrets to becoming fabulously wealthy. And here you are still trying to figure out how the heck you're supposed to make your money work for you. And then, of course, there are the lectures on what the experts think your problem is. Stop taking expensive vacations, shift to a better mutual fund, etc., etc., ad infinitum. But what if you have not taken a vacation in ages? What if you don't have two nickels for a mutual fund? Or maybe you aren't quite sure what a mutual fund is. Well, Elizabeth goes on and says what most of us middle class people feel. Those books are not written for you. They are written by and for people who already have plenty of money. People who don't worry about making ends meet. In fact, those books are written for people who are already rich and who want to get just a little bit richer. So, what about us? That is really what All You're Worth, the book by Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Tyagi, is about. For anyone who ever worries about money, the concepts in All You're Worth are worth understanding and using. For anyone who works hard and plays by the rules, but discovers that the rules have changed, and for anyone who wants to build wealth, but isn't sure how to get started, what we will discuss are useful basics. These ideas are for anyone who wants to get control of his or her money once and for all, to stop worrying and start living a richer, fuller life. If you have already solved all your money problems, if you are secure about your future and never worry about money, if all you want is advice to help you get a little richer, then All You're Worth isn't the program for you to apply. But if you are like the rest of us, and if you are ready to take charge of your money, then this is your chance to make some profound changes in your life. The goal here is to build your worth over a lifetime, a plan that works. It's something you should recognize right from the start. We are not going to tell you how to get rich working 10 minutes a day. We are not going to claim that you can live like a millionaire on $20,000 a year. And we are not going to pretend that you can retire at age 32. Most of us are too smart to believe that kind of twaddle. Elizabeth continues, we are not going to say that if you'll just shift to generic toilet paper and put $5 a week in the bank, all your problems will instantly disappear. A few pennies here and a few pennies there, and the next thing you know, you will be debt-free, investment-rich, and lighting cigars with Donald Trump, or hanging out with the top 1% of the world's population, which is the richest. And I'll continue in a moment after station identification. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you are listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. So Elizabeth Warren continues, you won't get any count your pennies advice here, and for a very good reason. Penny counting advice is downright dangerous. That's right, dangerous. Trying to count every penny won't solve your financial problems, but it will distract you from the real issues. It will also provide you with lots of opportunities to fight with your loved ones and make everyone miserable. What she does is skips the pennies and goes straight to the heart of the matter, getting control over your dollars. As one startup secret that other financial plans don't tell you is that savvy money managers don't spend a lot of time looking for ways to save a few pennies. They charge right ahead to the big ticket items, looking to make high impact changes in the shortest period of time. They don't sweat the small stuff, and neither will Elizabeth Warren. She says, "We're going to work on the big stuff, not the pennies." This means what we're going to do is completely different from those other advisors. But we'll do it anyway. Why? Because it works. It will take some effort at first, but once you get going, you can manage your bills and start some serious wealth creation. So you might ask, how can we be sure that this will work? Professor Warren responds, because all your worth isn't based on gut reasoning or lucky guesses. It is based on more than 20 years of intensive research, drawing on the experiences of literally thousands of people from across the country. She doesn't waste time lecturing you on problems someone dreamed up. She focuses on real issues that regular people struggle with every day. She offers workable lifetime solutions designed to help ordinary people get control of their money once and for all. And as a little background, Elizabeth, at the time she wrote All Your Worth, was a professor at Harvard Law School. She spent decades writing academic books and teaching an entire generation of law students about the rules of money. She has gone before the United States Supreme Court, the White House, and Congress to talk about those rules. And in the last couple of years, many of us have seen her doing these things very actively. She has raised a lot of noise on television, on radio, and in the newspapers about financial trouble in America. And she was named one of the 50 most influential women lawyers in America. She also spent a lot of her time out of the spotlight giving advice to people, friends, family, folks who participated in her various studies. As she said, these "what can you do right here, right now" conversations have become a big part of my life, end quote. Her daughter Amelia is a financial consultant with an MBA from the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. She started her career as a consultant with McKinsey and Company, where she advised some of the largest corporations in America. Then she left the big business world to co-found Health Allies, a new kind of company dedicated to helping families get more affordable health care. When this book was written, she spent her time writing and speaking on the radio about finance and working with people who want to get control of their money. In short, this is a very experienced, highly educated, brilliant, and competent financial team. And what is really the thing that made me personally attracted to them was their personal roots. They are a mother and daughter, two women who came from a long line of hardscrabble Okies. Shortly before Elizabeth was born, her father lost the family's life savings to a crooked business partner. During her years growing up, her father sold carpeting at a department store and worked as a maintenance man for an apartment complex. She got her first job at 9, rocking a neighbor's colicky baby in the afternoons so his mama could get a few hours of sleep. By age 11, she was taking in sewing, and at 16, she worked the mail desk at an insurance office. Her college financial aid applications classified her family as poor, although she never thought they were any worse off than their neighbors. Elizabeth was married at age 19, and Amelia was born 3 years later. She spent her early years tagging along with Elizabeth while Elizabeth went back to school. They lived on a budget that was so tight that Elizabeth still remembers crying with relief when her mother-in-law offered her one of her dresses to wear to a job interview. And by the way, her mother-in-law was 7 inches shorter than Elizabeth, so you can imagine how ungainly she looked, at least in her opinion. And the story continues with Amelia. She spent a lot of her childhood in a moving van as her mom moved from place to place, finishing law school and then teaching jobs at various colleges. First New Jersey, then Texas, then Michigan, then Pennsylvania, and finally off to Massachusetts. Amelia ended up going to 9 public schools over 12 years, so she certainly knows what it is like to adapt quickly. Amelia headed back to Pennsylvania for graduate school, where she met the man who would later become her husband. They now have a 3-year-old daughter, again at the time this book was written, which makes her a working mother of a preschooler. And by the way, being a grandmother, Elizabeth has called that her favorite job. Together, Elizabeth and Amelia had written one best-selling book about families and money called The Two-Income Trap. That book told the story of how the new rules of money have trapped millions of decent, hardworking families who struggle financially every day. And even though the families are working harder than ever, many are in worse financial shape than their parents were. Their first book caused a sensation. Within days of publication, the phone started ringing, reporters, advocacy groups, even a presidential candidate called. Mostly, they wanted to talk about ways the law could be improved to help families. They explained the policy recommendations in The Two-Income Trap, and then they talked, hopefully, with smiles on their faces, feeling cheered by the idea that they might have helped bring some important changes. Yet there were also other conversations they had, ones that didn't leave them smiling. For some people, the two-income trap did more than raise some public policy issues. It touched a raw nerve. They would be going about their business, and then, out of the blue, someone, a neighbor, a caller to a radio program, a mom dropping off her son at preschool, would pause and say quietly, "You're not just talking about money, you know. You're describing my entire life." And then that voice would drop to an urgent whisper, "No one knows how much I worry about money. What should I do?" Elizabeth says, "Of course, we gave the best answer we could. But how much could we really say in the grocery store checkout line or in the 90 seconds allowed to a radio caller?" Over time, those conversations began to haunt us. Whenever we had a quiet moment, we would think about the people who had asked us for help. They thought, sure, America needs policy changes, but in time, maybe it'll get some laws that make more sense. But in the meantime, what should people do? At first, they thought the answer could be really easy. Just find a couple of good books that they could recommend. So they started looking for a great book that would help ordinary people get control of their money. And then they looked, and then they looked, and looked, and looked. Everywhere they went, they found pretty much the same thing. Plenty of books on the difference between bull and bear markets, and lots of tips on how to find a great deal in potato futures. In other words, they found oodles of advice for people who are financially secure and just want to make a little more money. But what about people who aren't so secure? What about the people who stopped them in the grocery store, the mothers at the preschool, and the guys at Home Depot? Where was the advice for them? Well, it didn't exist. So they developed All Your Worth. And I'll come back after a station identification. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you are listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. So what is the key here? It's balancing your money. What is the secret to riches? Why do some people get ahead while others constantly struggle? Their research led to a very simple and incredibly powerful financial principle that you won't hear anywhere else. Balance. What is balance? Doctors recommend it all the time. a balanced diet with grains, proteins, and plenty of fruits and vegetables, a balanced lifestyle with enough work, enough play, enough exercise, and enough sleep. What Elizabeth and Amelia do is to help you get your money in balance to find that same long-term sustainable approach to your finances. A lot of budgeting starts at the edges and works in cut back here and trim over there. That's a little like planning a diet by saying cut out cookies and no sugar in your coffee. This approach may or may not work for slight modification, but it is not a comprehensive lifetime plan. And if you don't have a master plan, then trimming a few expenses in one place while you overspend elsewhere won't do you any more good than cutting out donuts while you gorge on cupcakes. Elizabeth and Amelia start by approaching your money in a whole new way. No complicated lists, no spending diaries. Instead, they help you analyze your spending by dividing it into three simple categories. There is one category for your regular monthly bills, a second category for the money you can spend just for fun, and a third category for savings. And just like a balanced diet that lets you choose between chicken and fish, All Your Worth lets you make lots of choices within each category, so long as the overall category doesn't get too heavy or too light. When your money is in balance, you have designed your finances so that you always have enough to cover your needs. This means that you always have enough to pay your bills without worry. Balance also means that you always have something in your pocket for a little fun. This isn't about giving up donuts and nacho chips forever. This is about enjoying life each and every day. And most important, balance helps you build wealth and create a brighter future for yourself. Day by day, dollar by dollar, you build real riches with a plan that's easy, steady, and strong. When your money is in balance, you always have enough to pay your bills, have some fun, and save for your dreams. And the best part of it all, once your money is in balance, you can stop worrying about it. Managing your money becomes automatic. And so it moves into the background of your life where it belongs. Balancing your money isn't about making money the king of your life. You know that money isn't the goal in itself, and the pursuit of money is no substitute for putting together a real life. But if you don't have a solid, workable plan, then money, or the lack of it, can take over your life. It's a great irony. If you don't think smart about money, you'll wind up thinking about money all the time. But once you get it right, once your money is in balance, you can think a lot less about your finances and a lot more about the things that are truly important. The All Your Worth strategy is about making the most of your worth in every sense of the word. Making the most of your financial worth and your worth as a human being so you can live the kind of life you want to live. So as we go through this in the future shows, we will see that there are six steps to what Elizabeth calls a lifetime of riches. All Your Worth is a simple, easy to follow process. Step one will introduce you to the principles of balance and help you evaluate where you stand today. You will then set some simple, measurable goals for where you want to go. Step 2 through 6 will show you how to meet these goals so you can get your money in balance and start creating some real wealth. At the end of their book are three additional tools that focus on critical areas in your finances, special relationships, and special times that can profoundly affect your financial well-being. They will cover money and your marriage, buying a home, and staying in control if you find yourself in tough times. What we will see is that each of the steps builds on the one that came before, so we will go through them in order. And what's more important is that, besides going through them, is that you complete all the steps. Skipping a step can cause you to miss something you will need later on. This will all make more sense as we go through these points in the future shows. Once you start going through the steps, you will never think of your money in the same way again. You will develop a whole new approach to spending and saving. They guarantee this will transform your finances. And by the time you reach the last step, you just might transform your life. So right here at the beginning, you'll be asking, will it work? At this point, the skeptic in you is probably saying, will this really, really work? Is this another get-rich-quick plan? Is this the same fix-the-problems-that-I-don't-have advice? Is this just one more setup for failure? Or could this really help me change my life? Elizabeth and Amelia believe all your worth will work. It won't give your skin a rosy glow, and it won't put hair on your bald head. It will take some thinking and a little effort to set up, but it will help you get your financial house in order. It will let you smile in the daytime and sleep easy at night, and it will work for more than a week or a month because it will work forever. All your worth is a plan for life. Professor Warren and her daughter say this plan works because it is a lifetime strategy. It isn't based on a quick fix. It isn't a cheap paint job on a crumbling old house or a crazy crash diet. This plan makes sense when you are 20 and when you are 80. It's a plan that works for single people and for couples with more kids than they can count. You will build a solid foundation that accounts for all your worth, and you will create a plan you can live with for life. So what have you got to lose? Do you want to keep worrying, or are you ready to try something new? Are you ready to start on your path to a lifetime of riches? Are you ready to make the most of all your worth? What you will discover here is a very down-to-earth approach on your money and, by integration, everything in your life. It's basically the concept of having enough. Enough money to pay the bills, enough to have a little fun, enough to put something aside for the future, enough to feel some real confidence. That, for most of us, is going to sound good, doesn't it? Have you ever wondered why one person can manage just fine on $40,000 a year while another person is in big trouble on $140,000? The second person isn't spending wildly on trips to Vegas or bathing in grand lattes at Starbucks. And the first person isn't wearing 20-year-old hand-me-downs. So what's up? The difference, as we have mentioned, comes down to one simple but very powerful idea. Get your money in balance. What is balance? You've heard of a balanced diet with enough of each of the basic food groups. Balancing your money follows the same general idea. The right amount of this, the right amount of that, and not too much of any one thing, and you have the formula for a sustainable lifetime plan. When your money is in balance, you spend just the right amount on each of your major expense categories. You allocate a certain amount to what you need, like your house and your insurance. That's a little like the meat and potatoes, the stuff that fills your belly and keeps you from going hungry. You also allocate a certain amount to savings so you can get ahead each and every month. That's like your vitamins and your exercise program. It's the stuff that helps you get stronger and healthier so you'll be better off tomorrow than you are today. And we will continue in the next show. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you have been listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. If you have any questions or comments, call the station at 641-209-1083, or you can email me at lifeanddebt@gmail.com. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. May you enjoy and have a healthy and prosperous debt manageable life.